Well, we've got a guest waiting to come on the line with us, and that is Father Ian. We're going to talk a little bit about partners. I've got to get this right, so I've got to bring it up in front of me because I want to make sure I got it right. Partners in Community Safety. They have a three-part series that they're organizing that is coming to our area. We were meant to have both Father Ian and Mary Ann Jacobs. Have not been able to get a hold of Mary Ann Jacobs, but I do have Father Ian on the line. Father, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, I couldn't get a hold of Mary Jacobs.
I know. It's too bad. That's regrettable. Maybe she's just a little late. Can we try again?
We'll try again in just a few moments.
Okay.
What I'll do is lead off with you, and you can talk.
Sure.
First of all, introduce yourself to our audience, because they've never heard from you before.
Sure. Well, I'm Father Ian Hyatt. I'm a Catholic priest, and I'm the pastor of the newly formed parish of St. Martin of Tours, and that includes the former parishes of Immaculate Conception in Norfolk, St. Joseph Church in Canaan, and the Church of St. Mary in Lakeville. And, you know, we're part of a group of people who are sponsoring this series, a violence prevention series. And it's a pretty good lineup, and there's a great group of people involved, and we're hoping we get a lot of interest. You know, people are so, it's one of our number one obsessions these days, right? So it's kind of important, I think, that we get out and we at least have a forum where we can talk about it and hear people who have thought about this and have their experiences and share with one another. So we're hoping this could be a real community event.
You know, what's interesting about this is that gun safety is on the minds, I'll say, of 99% of the people, whether it's people that are on one side of the fence or the other.
Yeah.
And I think what you can help develop with events like this is what we need, instead of having 50-50,
right,
we need 25-25 and 50% in the middle.
Yeah.
And once you can get to that balance,
yeah,
it'll work.
I agree with you 100%, you know, because the thing is, we get polarized so easily, you know. But, you know, one of the benefits of somebody like Mary Ann, for example, who I hope she's on, she is a gun owner herself, but she's also somebody who is a survivor of the Sandy Hook mass shooting of a few years ago. And so she kind of has a focus of experience on all sides of the issue. And at the same time, you know, when we first started talking about this series with the Partners in Community Safety and so on, we were trying to find a way to open it up beyond the polarizing issue of gun violence, because there's, you know, violence is violence, and it cuts across every place in society, of class, of gender, of race, of where you live. It doesn't matter. And so, you know, it's not, as you say, it's not just about the 50-50. It's finding a middle ground where we can actually live with one another in peace, those who own guns and those who don't, because we have laws regulating guns, right? But the thing is, none of us wants to be victims of it in the way that we've been seeing. So, you know, we're hoping that by opening the conversation beyond just gun violence into domestic violence and the violence caused by substance abuse, that we can see that the real enemy is violence, you know, and it's up to us to try to make peace with it, whatever we're doing, you know. And I think we lack a language for it. And because we don't talk about it, except with people who are on our side, you know. So anyway, I think it's a huge thing. And to find a place and a community of people who will begin to at least engage in it together, that to me is very hopeful.
All right, I've tried Mary Ann two more times since we've been talking, and I left a message. Hopefully she'll call back.
Okay.
The first presentation on this will be held coming up on Thursday, May 24th at the Bitterman Center.
Right.
And Mary Ann will be a speaker at that event.
That's right. That's right. No, it should be really, really great, you know, for anybody who's got concerns about gun safety one way or the other. And it doesn't matter whether you know, this is not to vilify people who own guns, and this is not to shore up people who are anti-gun. It's not that simple, and that's not what we're about. It's really about providing a context where we can, you know, when you're afraid of something or you're anxious about something, the best thing you can do is have a safe conversation about it somewhere, you know?
Well, that is absolutely true. Now, this first presentation, as we said, coming up, at the Bitterman Center on May 24th. We'll have a pizza and soda served at 6 to 6:30, and then the presentation
from
6:30 to 8, and then there'll be a question and answer session after that. And you're going to provide babysitting for families.
Yeah, we want to do that because we want to be sure that everybody who wants to come can come. You know, we have a good environment there and a good situation, and we'll have people who are experienced child sitters be able to look after the kids if they want. And, yeah, you know, I think it's going to be great, and it's for anybody and everybody. We have plenty of parking, and, yeah, as I say, we're really hoping that we can create community around the conversation.
And then on June 28th at the Bitterman Center, the second presentation on domestic violence, speakers from Women's Support Services will be there on Thursday the 28th with, once again, pizza and soda served from 6 to 6:30. The presentation from 6:30 to 8, once again, question and answer and babysitting. And Women's Support Services really does provide an incredible service to our Northwest Connecticut area, not only to women, but to families, women, and men as well. I mean,
exactly.
They cover the whole gamut now.
No, it's really true, and it's huge. You know, and the thing is, again, in small communities, we don't talk about it very much, and there's a lot of stigma around domestic violence. But domestic violence can take many forms, and it affects everybody, and it's deeply connected to issues of maybe of gun safety, but certainly substance abuse as well. And the thing is, you know, I mean, in my own work as a pastor and working with people, and it's so you know, we repeat the experiences of our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents, right? And if we haven't learned how to solve problems in a creative and peaceful way, we do resort to violence. It's our nature, right? And that's the tragedy of it. So people like Women's Support Services are so good because they give us, again, they give us a group of people, a center for being able to help people immediately, of course, but also to provide a resource for people who want to learn. You know, couples in marriages, young couples, you know, they have a really hard time these days. Families have a really hard time these days. And holding it together with all the stresses of our modern life, if you haven't learned how to creatively resolve a problem, violence is often what people reach for. So, yeah, we hope this will be really, again, like with the gun safety forum, we'll provide an opening for people who are looking for answers.
That's Thursday, June 28th. But then, and this ties in, this is an interesting trio of sessions that you have for community safety, and that is your third presentation will be on substance abuse. You'll have McCall's at Mountainside there. That'll be Thursday, July 12th. Once again, refreshments at 6 to 6:30. The presentation starts at 6:30. And question and answer afterwards with babysitting. It all ties in together. Substance abuse would be, unfortunately, the final tie in the knot, really, for
right.
When you look at safeties in communities.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's you might take it out on somebody else, or you might take it out on yourself. But, you know, substance abuse is often that. It's often simply doing violence to yourself. And we know that it affects something like 2 out of 5 families, you know, in the area. And it's not just opioids, it's alcohol, it's other forms of drugs and other kinds of substance abuse. So, you know, again, we have to be able to find places where we can come together as a community and be able to address the, what do I do? What are the signs? What do I see if I'm in my children or in my spouse or in anybody, my neighbor? You know, what are the signs of somebody who's suffering from that? And what can I do in a peaceful, loving way to help them? Because I don't think a lot of us always know what we can do or where we can go, because we may not have the answers. But there are people, like the people at the McCall Center, who are wonderful, and Mountainside, too, you know, in our community who are experts, you know, world-class experts. And we have a lot of resources to try to help us. And yet we also have a lot of problems. We have a lot of drugs in the community. And it's often very hidden and stigmatized, and we often don't deal with the cause, which is often something deep in the family experience of the person, and they don't know how to solve it themselves, and that's why they reach for drugs. So anyway, I think, again, I'm hoping it'll be a very safe environment. It'll be a very, you know, it's a great context up there, and a great sense of community can hold it together, and we'll be providing food and babysitting for families who want to come. And, you know, it's totally anonymous. There's no, you know, I'm really hoping people will come out simply to support the possibility of a conversation, so that, you know, you put it so well, that we can go from being a 50-50 us, you know, for or against, to at least having a larger middle ground, you know, and that's so important. We can establish that. That is community, and that's so important.
Well, the theme of all these talks is help your neighbor, help yourself. And once again, first one on gun safety coming up on Thursday, May 24th at the Bitterman Center. The second one on domestic violence at the Bitterman Center on June 28th. And final, the third presentation on substance abuse at the Bitterman Center once again on the 12th of July. Once again, partners in community and safety really are St. Martin's sort of Tourist Parish, Northwest Corner Committee for Gun Violence Prevention, Women's Support Services, Northwest Corner Prevention Network, Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, and the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation. Obviously, foundations that give back to this community in many, many, many ways. Father Ian, it's the first time I've spoke with you. You've got a great radio voice. You've got a career in radio if you want to go in.
Hey, thanks. Let me know. I could use a day job. No, I'm just kidding. Plenty busy. But thank you so much for letting us on and for supporting this and anything we can ever do. Just let us know, okay?
All right. Thank you, Father.
All right. God bless you. See you. Bye.
Father Ian, this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.